Plumbers, fitters, welders and apprentices on construction projects are striking today in a dispute over travel allowances. The work stoppages at a number of sites are coordinated by the Unite Trade Union, and we'll hear from Unite shortly. Damien Jones has been a plumber and fitter for 3 decades. He's striking outside Intel in County Kildare, and he's been telling our reporter Sheila Nocton the protest is about protecting the future of the sector.
Back in the start of 2011, there was an austerity cut based on my wage, which equated to about 17%. I think I lost 5 hours a week for my wages, and I took a pay cut on my rate of pay, which roughly between 100 to 120 euro a week take home, which is a good bit of money, you know. And I suppose through the intervening years, through the unions, we've saw pay claims where we were looking for the restoration of those 5 hours travel that we lost. That I'm in construction nearly 30 years, and I'm working with lads, young lads, apprentices, don't see a future in this country, are looking to get their papers, serve the time, get their papers, and go off. I've other lads that I'm working with are in their 30s that are renting homes that can't afford to save with what we're learning. For the sake of these apprentices and these people that are in their 30s, this is something that we have to do.
And that was Damien Jones. Here's plumber Kevin Murphy. He's taken to the picket line at Analog Devices in Limerick City.
We're only asking back something we lost. We're told to travel. I travel an hour up in the morning, an hour in the evening. Diesel isn't getting any cheaper, it's only going up. If only for my kids and partner, I probably wouldn't be in the country, I'd be gone. There's a lot of money to be made outside of this country, and we're only asking for a small bit. These places, they wouldn't be making money without us. So if we weren't there, they'd be making no profits. We're making them the profits.
Kevin Murphy in Limerick City. Tom Fitzgerald is the Unite Regional Coordinating Officer. He joins us from the picket line at Diageo in Dublin City Centre. Tom, good morning to you. How many members involved? How many sites and building projects impacted today?
Good morning, Mary, to you and your listeners. There's about, I think it's 8 or 9 different projects, but you can imagine they will be spread out with different. You had Damien on from Intel. There's probably 6 or 7 entrants there, so there's quite a lot of workers out, and then various locations in Dublin, Kildare, Limerick and Cork. We anticipate this likely to go ahead for a number of weeks, so there'll be different sites impacted upon different weeks. So it's quite widespread and quite successful this morning. Thankfully, as I said, I'm up here in the home of the back stuff, and we've official tickets outside the Azure this morning, okay. And have had good support from workers.
And Tom, to talk about the grievances here, and we heard some of them there from Damien and Kevin, but just give it to us in a nutshell. Why are your members on strike?
Well, I think the guys actually probably did give it to you in a nutshell there. It's about cuts that were delivered in difficult times back in 2011, 2012. They haven't been fully restored. We've done everything we possibly can do in terms of utilising the state machinery, the WRC, Labour Court and all those factors. And at a certain stage, the only option available to workers is to withdraw labour, place pickets to try and move the employers to say, well, actually, you know what, we'll do something decent here to restore that. And it is against the backdrop of, hugely profitable companies, yeah. Hugely profitable sector.
Would you explain the travel element to this dispute?
So the travel element, beg your pardon, is in the construction sector, probably since as early as the 1970s, construction workers, because we don't have one fixed base, they could be any different locations on a weekly, monthly basis. And there is an agreement in the sector for travel time payment to compensate people for going from different place to place. You could be in, James Street one day, and then the following week you could be in Trim. And so to compensate that, because you don't have a fixed base, workers in the sector had the benefit of an agreement called travel time agreement. And you got a payment on the basis of the distance away from a major urban area, Dublin City Centre, Limerick, wherever it is to be. And that was cut significantly in 2011. And we've been looking for a restart for plumbers and welders, but actually for most workers across the sector, something that exists for 50 years in a difficult set of circumstances economically, it was taken off workers, and we're looking to get that back.
You want that back. Now, the mechanical engineering and building services contractors say this first hour travel time is incorporated now into the hourly rates, that they've agreed with you, that an agreement was made that's delivering pay increases of 12.8% to your members. And why did that not solve it?
the piece of paper from 2011 that said that what would happen to the travel time at that stage made the point that there would be a review, and it's clear than that it was a temporary measure. That review never took place, and yes, we've negotiated and paid a specific hourly rate, and we've improved circumstances in that way, and that's good. But this has been a long-running dispute, and it hasn't been resolved, and there isn't agreement on it. Hence, we're on picket line trying to make sure that we move the employers to engage. We're calling upon the employers to engage in a meaningful way. And we do have good industrial relations in the sector, and we want to tap into them and try and resolve this dispute.
You're calling on them to engage. They're calling on you to get back into the traditional collective bargaining. You've been to the Labour Court on this as well, haven't you?
We have. We've been to the WRC, the Labour Court, as early as 2018. These processes can take some time. It was going to cut across with the whole time of COVID. We went back last year. Some of the employers were minded to go to the courts where injunctions were granted. It took us a year to get back from that point to this point. So every avenue, not just the Labour Court, we've been referred to the Supreme Court. So we've done all that sort of stuff. And now is the time for getting into a room, having a conversation and saying, well, actually, here's what we can do to resolve matters. And like I said, Mary, these are really profitable companies. No one bothers that. That's good for everybody. But we want to make sure our people are getting...
And in the meantime, you're talking about one-day stoppages every week on into the future.
At the moment, that's what it's looking like. Our disputes committee made that decision from a week-to-week basis. Again, central to that decision-making is the response and reaction from employers if you're prepared to engage us, because ultimately, we all know that's how disputes resolve themselves.
All right, Tom Fitzgerald, Unite Regional Coordinating Officer, thank you for joining us.